How many people can mesmerize an entire room with their voice? You can't see them, but you can hear them. You can feel the music directly to your soul. Music is therapy for our lives. It's our pep talk coach when we need one. It's our grief counselor when we lose someone that we love. It's our drug. You hear me? It's our drug when we're feeling high on life and everything is going perfect. I mean, nothing compares to that. And most of all, it's our lifeline when we need to go to that higher level in life, when you know you got to push yourself. Think about all the great movies like Rocky, and you hear that Eye of the Tiger music playing in the background. That's what music does for you. It changes the landscape. Ashanti is an American singer, songwriter, record producer, dancer, actress, and entrepreneur. Be very clear on all of the multiple positions she plays in life. Hear me clearly on this one. How many people get discovered as a teenager? Jump on a track with two hip-hop icons, Fat Joe, What's Love, Ja Rule, Always On Time, both of which became two of the biggest hit songs of 2002. Now, Ashanti did that out of the gate and wasn't even 21 years old. In 2002, she released her debut album, which sold over 505,000 copies in 1 week. 1 week. The album earned multiple awards, Billboard, Music Awards, American Music Awards, Grammys for Best Contemporary Album. The album has sold over 6 million worldwide copies, went 3 times platinum in the United States alone, people. The lead single for the album was Foolish, and we all know what that song did. I mean, Foolish played on the radio every day, all day, day and night. It dominated radio, especially during that era. It reached number one on Billboard, Hot 100. And small note, she became the second artist after the Beatles to have their first 3 chart entries in the top 10 of the Billboard Hot 100. And don't forget, she wrote and sang background for Jennifer Lopez, Ain't It Funny. That was our Murder, Inc. remix. Shout out to the Inc. all day. Which also reached number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100. That's when like J-Lo was like royalty in hip-hop with that whole Murder, Inc. and Ja Rule type situation. People, do you hear me clearly? And this is in my Jay-Z voice. Ashanti was a legend before the age of 25 years old. In 2003, she released her second album, Chapter 2. That debuted at number 1 on the Billboard 200. With first week sales of 326,000 copies in a week. The album, platinum, of course. Multi-platinum in the United States and worldwide. Rain on Me. We know what Rain On Me means to the hip-hop culture. That song, the lyrics, what it meant everything to the culture, just in itself. We're talking about her second album, and she was nominated for another Grammy for Best Contemporary Album, and with the song Rock With You. So both of those songs were nominated for Grammy nominations, which was crazy. So we got American Music Awards, BET Awards, MTV Awards, Grammys, which sit on her shelf inside her home. People, Ashanti is one of the most accomplished singers in history, hands down. This year in 2018, Ashanti dropped her latest single featuring Ty Dolla $ign's titled Say Less. And the song has been an anthem. Everybody is saying less. And that song itself is charting on Billboard. Over 6 million views on Vivo. Ashanti has over 500 million streams on Spotify and legions of fans around the world. People, Ashanti has a very unique lane in music. Her catalog of music is a rare combination of hip-hop soul, hip-hop, pop lifestyle with a cinematic movie touch to it. Because when you listen to her music, it's really a story. It's a journey. You don't feel like you're just listening to something. You feel like you're a part of something, which is dope. So Again, Ashanti, your sound and your culture swag will never be duplicated. Your story is an urban legend. Ashanti, the angelic voice of millennial music. This is Jonathan P. Wright with the Million Dollar Mindset podcast, powered by Spotify, Apple Music, and the infamous REI Radio Network. The new voice of millennial music. Let's get it, people.
Perfect.